Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Lives in Las Vegas, and Happy New Year to you. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. Happy New Year, happy holidays, and season's greetings, and Kwanzaa, happy Umanji is today of the Kwanzaa celebration, and welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do sports radio. So let's talk about the NFL, the National Football League.
Hey, G-Money, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think I need to adjust my headphones. I need to...
All right. Tell you what, I'll play a song, and when we come back, we can do the sports. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had...
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball, and I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
All right. Well, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, let's talk NFL, National Football League, and let's see what's going on with the NFL. Today on G Money Sports Report. So DJ Papa D,
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Well, since today is Thursday, let's go over the games for Thursday so that I can pick all the winners and the world can be advised at what teams I want to pick to win. And I found out I'm in third place in my football pool in this facility. Somebody came back and they had 11 wins last week. And then somebody else had 12 wins. So I ended up going back down from second place to third place. So let's see if I can do better so I can move on up, because we only got a couple of weeks left for me to win the title. So let's go through the game. Who plays today? Today's Thursday. So who's scheduled to play tonight?
All right, game number one is tonight. It's the Dallas Cowboys playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 14 points.
Ooh, 14 points? Well, I don't know. Dallas has been scoring a lot of points. They've been winning by big margins. So I don't know if 14 points is going to be enough for Tennessee to actually win, because Dallas has been playing really good. So I'm going to 14 points, though. In Tennessee, if they have their regular offense and their defense plays good, they can beat Dallas, because they were in first place in their division. And Dallas is fighting for a playoff spot. So I don't know. I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to score more points, and they're going to win by more than 14. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys for the win. And what's the total points for the game? What's the sports
points
book say?
40.
40? Oh, that's a real little amount compared to Tennessee getting 14 points. And Dallas, man, they scored 46 points last week. And 2 weeks before that, they scored 48 points. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys in the over, because I'm thinking they're going to score more than 40 points by themselves. So I'm going to take the Cowboys in the over for the win, because I think Tennessee is going to drop out of first place after they lose tonight. So I'm going Dallas and over for the win for game number
one.
All
right, Cowboys.
We'll see how they play tonight. All right. Let's see. Do they have games on Saturday and games on Sunday, or just games on Sunday? Game number
two. No games on Saturday. No games on Saturday.
Okay.
All the rest of the games on Sunday, except for...
They played all the games on Saturday. So they had four games on Saturday last week. So I guess this week all the games will be on Sunday and Monday. Okay, so let's see what happens with game number two. And it'll be on Sunday, right? Yeah, you said no games on Saturday. All the games are on Sunday. Okay, so game number two.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and they're giving the Steelers 2.5 points.
Yep, I'm taking Baltimore all day on the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 35.
35. man, that's a low score. I'm thinking Baltimore can score 30 points, and Pittsburgh might get 25 points. But it depends on whose defense shows up in this game, because Pittsburgh is trying to get into the playoffs, and Baltimore is trying to win the division. So I'm thinking it's going to be a battle. But I'm going to take Baltimore for the win, even though they don't have their quarterback. Their quarterback is out with injury. So Jackson isn't starting as quarterback. So I'm thinking that Baltimore's defense is going to shut Pittsburgh's defense down. So I'm going to take Baltimore for the win and the over, since it's only 38 points. Wow, that's really low points. So Baltimore and the over for the win.
All right, Ravens and over. Game number three, the Arizona Cardinals are playing the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and they're giving the Cardinals 3 points.
Yeah, I'm taking Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 42.
Okay. I'm going to take Atlanta on the win and the over. I don't think Arizona's going to score a lot of points. And I'm thinking Atlanta's going to be all fired up to win, because they're trying to see if they can get into the wild card playoffs. So they're playing to win. And Arizona doesn't have a shot. They're not going to be a wild card team. So they don't have any attempt at trying to win a wild card. So they need to win a lot more games. And it's only 2 weeks left in the season. So I don't think the Arizona Cardinals are going to do any damage. I think Atlanta's going to be on the rise, because they want to make the playoffs and actually get a shot to see if they can play in the conference championship game, which will give them a shot to go to the Super Bowl. All right. So I'm going to take Atlanta and the over for the win.
All right, Falcons and over. Game number four, the Miami Dolphins are playing the New England Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Dolphins 3 points.
All right. I'm going to take the Dolphins. But they don't need the 3 points. They're going to win anyway. So I'm taking the Miami Dolphins for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
Total points is 41.
41. Okay. I'm going to take, it's Miami versus the New England Patriots, right?
Right.
Yeah, because we already said went over Atlanta. Okay, Miami's going to win, and I'm going to take them in the over. So Miami in the over for the win.
All right, Dolphins in over. Game number five, the New Orleans Saints are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, and they're giving the Saints 6.5 points.
Okay. I'm taking Philadelphia all day for the win over the Saints. And I'll probably take Philly in the over, because I'm thinking Philadelphia is going to run away with the game. And what's the total points in this game? I know it got to be at least 44 points.
Total points is 42.
42, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to take Philly and the over for the win.
because I don't think the Saints are going to score more than 16, 17 points, because they're not a big scoring team. They don't have a powerful offense. But we know Philly has a big power offense.
Okay, so Eagles and over. Next up, game number six, the Indianapolis Colts play the New York Giants in New York, and they're giving the Colts 5.5 points.
Okay, I'm going to take the Giants on that game. Are they playing in Indy, or they're playing in New York?
New York.
Okay.
Playing
I'm
going
to take New York, the Giants. What? Did you change that? Did you say they were playing in Indianapolis?
They're playing in New York.
In New York. Okay. I'm going to take the Giants for the win. And the total points, it'll probably be a low-scoring game. What's the total points for the game?
Total points is 39.
Oh, yeah, low point. Okay, so I'm gonna take the New York Giants and the under for the total, because the Giants don't need to score a lot of points. And Indianapolis isn't, they're not going to the playoffs. They're not going to even win the division. So they don't have a shot. So the Giants are just trying to win the game so they can make a wild card play. But they may not even make the wild card, considering they're going to be a low team in their division, because they got Philadelphia and they got the Washington Commanders and they got the Dallas Cowboys, all of them. Are going to be ahead of the New York Giants. So the Giants are just playing to possibly get a bid in the wild card. So they got to win, but they don't have to win by a whole lot. They're playing the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts haven't been playing very good. So we're going to take the New York Giants and the under for the win.
All right, Giants and under. Game number seven, the Carolina Panthers are playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Panthers 3 points.
Okay. Carolina's been playing pretty good, and they're playing in the same division with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they're all in the South. So I think Carolina actually wants to try to make a playoff spot, but I think Tampa Bay needs to keep winning to stay on top of their division. And I'm going with Tampa Bay, because I'm thinking Tampa Bay has got to keep winning. And Carolina, I don't feel like they got a powerhouse team. So I'm taking the Tampa Bay and the over for the win.
All right, Buccaneers and over. Game number eight, the Denver Broncos are playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and they're giving the Broncos 1,000,000 points.
They need 1.5 million if they're playing Kansas City. In Kansas City. Kansas City's already on top of the division, and they want to stay up there, so they're going to win. And they'll probably have a good offensive day. Their quarterback isn't hurt. He's playing well, and the rest of their team is on fire. So I'm going to take Kansas City for the win. And I don't know what's going to happen with
my Denver Broncos, but they may be trying to trade Russell Wilson, and they may be trying to get rid of the head coach in Denver. They got some problems going on over there in Denver because they got an all-star quarterback, and they can't win no games. So the Broncos are not going to the playoffs. So the last game of the season will be there next week, and that will be the end of the season. And then we'll have to see what kind of negotiations are going to take place in the general office in the Denver Broncos organization. But I'm taking Kansas City all day for the win, and I'll probably take them with the over because they're going to probably score 30, 40 points in the game. And Denver might try to score two touchdowns. They're trying to save face, but I don't think it'll be any competition. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to run away with the game. So Kansas City and the over.
All right. Game number 9, Chicago Bears are playing the Detroit Lions in Detroit, and they're giving the Bears 6 points.
Well, I like where are they playing again? Are they playing in Detroit or are they playing in Chicago?
In Detroit. Playing in Detroit.
Okay. Well, I'd like Detroit to beat Chicago. I don't think the Bears are going to get a wild card spot. And I don't know if Detroit has a chance to get a wild card spot. So between those two teams, I think Detroit is a better team than the Chicago Bears. So I'm going to take Detroit for the win. And probably take it in the under because I don't think both of the teams will score a lot of points. I don't think Chicago has a good powerhouse team.
Okay.
Detroit is going to be scoring a lot of points, but they'll score enough to win. So it'll be a low-scoring game, but Detroit will win. It'll probably be about 19-17 or something like that. So I'm going to take Detroit and the under for the win.
Lions and under. Game number 10, the Cleveland Browns are playing the Washington Commanders in Washington, D.C., and they're giving the Browns 2.5 points.
All right. I'm taking Washington, and whatever the total points is, I'm taking Washington and over because Cleveland's going to come out and play some ball, even though they don't have a chance to make the playoffs. And Washington's trying to get themselves together. I think they're going to try to get some draft picks if they win. And Cleveland, actually, if they lose, they're going to be trying to get some draft picks. So I think I'll take Washington for the win and the over.
Okay, Commanders and over. Game number 11, Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Houston Texans in Houston, and they're giving the Texans 4 points.
This game is between two teams in the same division. Jacksonville is trying to end up being number one in the division. So they're playing for the championship because they are going to be ahead of Tennessee. And Tennessee is getting ready to lose to the Dallas Cowboys. So if Jacksonville wins, they're going to take control of the division. So I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win And the total points for the game?
Total points is 43.
43 points. And did you say they're playing in Jacksonville?
They're playing in Houston.
They're playing in Houston. Okay. I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Houston. Are they having storms in Texas right now? I don't know. I didn't hear a weather report. But I'm not going to bet on the Houston Texans to beat the number one team in their division, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think I'm going to take Jacksonville for the win. And I'm going to take it with the over because Houston scores some points. They got a decent offense. They just don't have a good defense. Their offense is dynamite. So, because they beat Dallas and they beat some other teams, I think they almost beat Buffalo and they almost beat who else was that? Miami? So they play good, but they're not going to beat Jacksonville because Jackson is looking to be number one in their division. And so they're going to win. Jacksonville's going to beat the Houston Texans. So I'm going to take Jacksonville in the over for the win.
All right, Jaguars and over. Game number 12, the San Francisco 49ers are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas, and they're giving the Raiders 9.5 points.
And who are the Raiders playing again? Did you say the 49ers?
Yep.
The Raiders need a whole lot of help. They're not going to beat the 49ers. Okay, I'm taking the 49ers and the over because the 49ers will score a lot of points. And the Raiders might show up, and they may score a lot of points. But I don't think the Raiders are going to beat the 49ers. Not a chance. Even if they get extra points, it's still not going to work. 49ers all day. 49ers and the over.
49ers and over. All right. Game number 13, the New York Jets are playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. And they're giving the Seahawks 2 points. Jets versus the Seahawks.
All right. Well, I think Jets have won all the games. They're going to win this year. So I think Seattle is going to win because Seattle's still trying to make a playoff spot, even though the Jets are trying to get in playoff position too. But I don't think the Jets have any energy left. I think their quarterback got hurt, and they traded their general manager, and they got rid of their head coach, and they have some issues. So I don't think the Jets will play well and beat the Seattle Seahawks. I think Seattle will win the game, and they'll play good enough to win by a lot of points. So they'll win by like 15 points. It's going to be a blowout. Seattle's going to blow the Jets out. So I'm going to take Seattle and the over for the win.
All right, Seahawks and over. Game number 14, the Minnesota Vikings are playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving the Vikings 3.5 points.
That's going to be an interesting game. They're playing in Green Bay. So that means it's going to be snowing on the ground in Green Bay. But Minnesota is used to that cold weather. So I don't think that's going to really disturb them. I think Minnesota is going to show up and show out. I think they're going to be in good position to beat up on Green Bay. So I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings for the win. And what's the total point? Should be like 44, 45, 46.
47.
47. I was close. Yeah. So I'm going to take Minnesota Vikings in the over for the win. Yeah, what's up?
Vikings and over. All right.
Vikings
game number 15,
over.
The Rams. Game number 15, the L.A. Rams are playing the L.A. Chargers in L.A. And they're giving the Rams 6.5 points.
All right. Well, I'm going to take the Chargers for the win because the Chargers are trying to make the playoffs. And the Rams don't have a shot to make the playoffs. So I'm going to give the Chargers the win. And what's the total point? It should be, like, should be a high score, a high total point. Because the Chargers are going to score a lot, and the Rams are going to try to look good in L.A. since they're playing against their home crowd, even though the Chargers are playing against their home crowd. So... but I'm going to take the Chargers. And what's the total point?
Total points is 43.
43. Oh, that's not bad. Okay. I'll take the Chargers in the over for the win. That's both of them try to score points. Yeah, the Chargers are trying to make the playoffs, but the Rams don't have a shot to make the playoffs. So the Chargers are going to really outshine the game. All right. So is that Monday Night Football? Or we got one
game,
more?
That's game number 15. Game number 16, Monday Night Football. Buffalo Bills are playing Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. And they're giving the Bengals 1 point.
What? What did you say? They're giving... wait a minute. This is Cincinnati against the Buffalo Bills?
Right.
Is that what you said? And they're giving Buffalo 20 points? And you said they're giving Buffalo 20 points?
No. They're not
Buffalo
giving Buffalo 20 points.
Cincinnati.
They're giving the Bengals. They're giving Cincinnati 1 point.
Oh, okay. But they're playing Buffalo, right? Cincinnati's playing Buffalo.
Right.
Is that who? That's who's playing? Okay. I got other people hollering in my ear. I couldn't hear what you were saying. I'm taking Buffalo. I don't care about Cincinnati. I want Buffalo to go to the AFC Championship game, and I want them to go to the Super Bowl. I'm tired of looking at Cincinnati because they fell off in the beginning of the season, and now they're trying to come back with like 8 wins in a row. But I don't think they're going to beat Buffalo. And where are they playing? Are they playing in Buffalo?
Cincinnati.
Oh, because I was going to say, if they're playing in Buffalo, they're playing in snow, in a lot of snow in New York. So that would be good for Buffalo. Okay, well, Cincinnati, and it's going to be a high-scoring game because Buffalo got a good offense and they got a good defense. But Cincinnati got a Heisman Trophy quarterback, and this is just his second year. He's only 22 years old, so he's playing like he's on fire.
but I'm still taking Buffalo Bills and the over for the win against Cincinnati. So Cincinnati won't be in the top three in the AFC because after Buffalo beats them, then hopefully it'll be Buffalo, Miami, and then Baltimore, and then Cincinnati. So that's what I'm looking at in the AFC. All right. So I'm taking Buffalo in the over for the win.
All right. Buffalo and over. Bills and over. And those are G-Money's picks for week 17.
Okay, so that was Monday night game then. Okay, so we're looking at Buffalo and Cincinnati playing Monday night football. That should be a pre-Super Bowl game for everybody watching NFL football. Monday night will be the Super Bowl, the real Super Bowl, and we'll see what happens with the teams that are number one and number three in the AFC conference. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today. What's today? December 28th, 2023, 2022. So, DJ, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Thank you.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa, and her mother was like, "Oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance." So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, "No, baby, I want to see you dance for real." And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, "Oh, no, I don't know what to do." I thought I was doing real dances.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Happy holidays to you. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities. I'm talking of the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story and to Thursday's radio show. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a man speeding on the highway, and he passed a highway patrol sitting behind a freeway billboard. And the highway patrolman saw him speeding on the highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have somebody speeding on my highway." And the highway patrolman was in the middle of eating his lunch. Well, he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man speeding on his highway. And he was thinking to himself, "Well, when I catch this guy, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he gives me a good reason, I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he chased the man down, and he pulled him over. And he went and asked the man, he said, "So why were you speeding on the highway?" And the man said, "Well, I saw the highway patrol sitting behind that freeway billboard, and it reminded me of my wife. My wife ran off with a highway patrol officer. So when I saw the lights come on the top of your car, I figured you were trying to catch up with me to give my wife back." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I got a short joke for you. I knew a girl that everybody in the neighborhood hated her. In fact, they hated her so much that they said they wouldn't piss on her if her ass was on fire. Woo! I knew a girl that was so ugly that she couldn't sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink. Woo! I knew a guy that didn't have any friends. His mama stood him in the corner so he could play with his shadow. Whoa, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take another commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had 3 big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Hello,
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, my god brother, my best friend, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And it was a two-on-two tournament. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pie at Jack in the Box. I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, so he would get all the rebounds. And he would pass the ball to me, and I'd shoot it, and I'd make most of my shots, because I was a pretty good shooter. And I would score all the points for it. And he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of soda. And Jack in the Box. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. And we ended up playing in the championship round of the tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And we got $100. Yes. I was very excited about winning the tournament. We got a small trophy that said we were the number one two-on-two players in the city, and we got $100 to spend. And so we went to Jack in the Box. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. So the next summer, we went back, and we played in the tournament, and I was kind of weak because I hadn't played basketball all year. But my buddy, Warren, he was playing every day, and he got to be really good. So we switched places. I would grab the rebound, and I'd pass the ball to him, and he would dribble around and do the jump shot. And he would score. And so we went to Jack in the Box. But when I was young, they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and you could see the clown for miles at Jack in the Box. And we scored a lot, but we didn't beat the championship team that won the tournament. We finished 3rd place to the first 2 teams that finished 1st and 2nd. We only finished 3rd place. But we had a good time, and we still won some prizes. South Central is the place that breeds champions. And we celebrated with Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show. and welcome. Happy holidays and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story to share with you. There was a man and wife that were married, and the wife got up and went to the bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet. And when she finished on the toilet, she tried to get up, and she couldn't get up. She was stuck on the toilet, and she was a little heavy, so she was stuck on the hole on the toilet. So she called her husband in to help her get off the toilet. And he came into the bathroom, and he was pulling on her arms, trying to pull her up off the toilet. But he couldn't do it. So he told her that he would call his plumber friend and see if he has some tools that could help him pull her off of the toilet. So he went, and he made the phone call, and he talked to the plumber. And the plumber said, yeah, I got some tools. I can help you. So I'll be there in 5 minutes. So he went back into the bathroom and told his wife that the plumber was on his way. And then he noticed that his wife had pulled her pants down and her pants were hanging around her ankles, and all of her private parts were showing. Well, he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife's private parts. So he went in the bedroom, and he got a big hat, and he brought it into the bathroom and put the hat on top of the wife's private parts. So it covered her waist and her private parts. And so the doorbell rang, and the husband went to the door to answer the door, and it was the plumber. And he walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he showed the plumber his wife. And he said, see, that's my wife. And she's stuck on the toilet. So do you think you have some tools that can help it get her off of the toilet? And he looked. He said, yeah, I got some stuff to help her. But the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Oh, G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, one more joke before I share my story with you. I was at boot camp, or I went to a boot camp, military boot camp, and they had just come back from a 5-mile run, and they were going through maneuvers. They went to the gun range, and they were shooting their weapon, and they went and they hopped. They had to climb a 10-foot block wall, and they climbed the wall, and then they had to crawl on the ground under live ammo without lifting up and getting shot. And then they finished all of those maneuvers, and it was lunchtime, and they went to the mess hall to eat lunch, and they got a bowl of soup for lunch, and when they finished their soup, they took the bowls to the kitchen so that the soldiers that were on KP duty, they would wash the pots, they would wash the dishes, and when the KP people finished in the kitchen, they took the big soup pots out the back door. And when they opened the back door, the colonel walked in. And the colonel saw him carrying the soup pot. And he asked one of the soldiers to get him a spoon. So they got him a spoon and gave it to him. And then he went and put the spoon inside the liquid in the pot, and he put it in his mouth, and he spit it out. He said, oh, that's awful. That's the worst tasting soup I've ever had. What do you call that soup, soldiers? And together they said,
is dishwater, sir. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story with you, a story that happened in my lifetime. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and get something to drink and maybe get some snacks to chew on while you listen to this story, as the story I wrote will be entertaining. It will be educational. It will be inspirational. And it will be amusing. So, DJ Papa D, are you ready to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today? All right.
Yep.
Well, we'll get the story going. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I'm telling you about the girls in my neighborhood. Yeah, there was a few of them that I hung out with. And one girl ended up moving next door to my house. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa was, we'll say she wasn't exactly beautiful, but she was willing to do almost anything. And she had big brothers, so we didn't want to really make her mad. So we were just really being good friends. And since she was right next door, she would always come over and want to play with me. So it was good. I had a good time with her. And we even played spin the bottle. And my buddy Warren, my god brother, that was the first girl he kissed. Lisa. And we teased him about kissing Lisa because she was like not the top of the barrel, if you know what I mean. She was just somebody to be playing with. And he had to kiss her. He spun the bottle and it pointed toward her. And he had to kiss her. And, oh, man. But I can't really talk about him because he got hooked up with a girl on 64th Street, and he ended up having a baby by her. So he was the first one of our crew to have a baby. So I can't say nothing about him. And his baby's mama was beautiful. Deborah, her name was Deborah Davis, and she was beautiful. I think she was Asian and black. She kind of looked like that. She had tight eyes. So she was really pretty. So that was the first girl he made love to that he had a baby by. So we give him shouts out. We give him props. He did all right. I never met his daughter, so I don't know what the baby turned out to be like. But I guess she's all right. She's like 30 years old now. So, you know, that was way back in the day when he did that. But anyway, so I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party at her house. And she invited a bunch of people from the neighborhood, and then she invited some people, some friends of hers, and her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. Now, we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. I'm dancing, and I have been watching American Bandstand, and I have been watching Soul Train. But American Bandstand is the show that I used to watch all the time. So I thought it would be a good show for me to watch dancing. I didn't know that white people dance different than black people. I didn't know that. So I was watching American Bandstand, and I was copying all their dances. They did the swim. They did the bird. They did, I don't know what all, the mashed potatoes. They did all these crazy dances. So when Lisa had her party, I went to the party, and I was all dressed up because I'm used to being G'd up because I'm G-Money. At least I wasn't G-Money then. I was just Gregory, the G. And I used to dance. And I go into the party, and I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. And I think her mother was trying to set me up, trying to get me to date her daughter. And I wasn't interested at all in dating Lisa. But she was cool as a friend, but I wasn't really trying to date her. But then again, I was only 10, so, you know, I was still had my options open. I was still checking out the other girls in my neighborhood because I had some beautiful women that lived in my neighborhood. At least at my age, I thought they were beautiful. So I went to the party, and I was dancing, and I was dancing, and Lisa's mama said, oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. And I thought I would show out a little bit. I'd break down and do some of the dances I saw on American Bandstand. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby. I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped. I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, I thought I was doing real dances. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. So Lisa came and grabbed me by my hands, and we did the two-step. Step one, step two. Step one, step two, we just held hands and danced from side to side. And that's all the dancing I did for the rest of the night. I was like, oh, wow, I thought I could dance. And I found out that I couldn't dance. At least I couldn't dance like black people dance. I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, man, her mama embarrassed me in front of everybody at the party. So I was like, okay, I got to learn how to dance. So I went home, and I told my mama, I said, Mama, I got to learn to dance because I got embarrassed at the party. And my mama said, really? You need to learn how to dance? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I was dancing at Lisa's party, and her mother pointed me out to everybody at the party and said that I wasn't dancing right, that I was doing some kind of crazy dancing she had never seen before. Obviously, she hasn't seen American Bandstand, because that's what I was doing. And my mama said, okay, I'm going to get one of my friends. She has a daughter that she used to go swimming with, so you know her. She'll come over here and teach you to dance because her and her son, the brother and sister, they used to swim with you in the swim class, and I knew who she was talking about. She was talking about my friend Gretchen. Oh, Gretchen Gilmore. Oh, she was so beautiful. Her mother was fine, too. But her, oh, Gretchen was beautiful. And Merklin was her big brother, and he was tall and handsome. And, you know, he looked all right, if you want to judge guys. He was older, though. He was like 4 or 5 years older than us. But he came over with his sister, and they brought their radio, and they brought their tape player, and they were playing music. So I was dancing, and they were showing me all the latest dances. I was doing the funky chicken, and we did the mashed potatoes, and we did the worm, and we did the freak, and we did all of the top black dances. I was doing everything. I learned how to do it all. And I even learned a cha-cha, which was a dance. All the girls wanted to dance with the guys that knew how to cha-cha. So I was really excited about learning how to cha-cha. And one, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. I really was learning how to cha-cha. And I learned to dance. After that, I was a good dancer. And I danced at all the parties and everything. I was hot. I was hot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
Ooh, I like that beat. Yeah. It makes me want to dance.
Moonwalk.
lay on the floor and act like you're riding the girl. Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one. Step two. Step one. Step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style. Watch yourself. Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap. Step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Get down, brother, do the double step, double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy jump it up. The pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah. Gee, money, jump ball. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yep, it's time for me to shut it down. The end of the show. So we'll see you tomorrow on Friday's radio show. So have a good evening and enjoy the football game tonight. It should be an interesting one. All right, but before I go, I want to recognize some birthdays for some of my friends, my fans, and my followers from the fan club. Let's celebrate and follow their birthdays, acknowledge their birthdays. For today, December 28th, 2022, DJ Papa D, do we have birthdays that we can acknowledge for today?
Yeah, we have a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Jay Hall. Happy birthday to Tony Johnson. Happy birthday to Ryan Duncan. He's 54 years young. Happy birthday to Dylan Littlepage, 19 years old. Happy birthday to Stephen Rice, 62 years young. Victor Taylor II has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Victor. Michelle Edmondson Ransom has a birthday today. DeMorne Watt is 39 years old today. Happy birthday, DeMorne. And last but not least, John P. Young Jr. has a birthday today. Happy birthday, John P. Young Jr. That's it for all the birthdays on December 29th, 2022.
Yeah, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays. The last days of the month of December. All of the saints were born in December. We're celebrating your birthday. Even though you're not Sagittarians, you're Capricorns now. So we're getting into the Capricorn season of celebrating birthdays. Like my mother. My mother was a Capricorn, and she's the lady that bore me. So I want to give all grace and glory to all of the Capricorns on the planet, as they are great people, and they do great things with their lives. Well, all right. Well, I know God is blessing us with this glory and giving us the grace, as well as giving us his son to die on the cross for our sins, to make us live in grace and harmony on the planet for this life and until life after next. So I want to say, I want to wish you happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody. And I want to sing a birthday song. It goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more birthdays, and that you live a long, happy life, and you receive a lot of presents from your friends and your family, and all of your neighbors. May they give you the best of birthday greetings on your birthday today, and have a great day today and a better day tomorrow. And I wish you the best. And remember, you can call me for your birthdays, because I'll come and hang out with you, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. That's what I'm here for. All right, then. Without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, 'cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. to let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go because my sister is gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0. I want the girls to know 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine.